This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. So I'm joined down the line by the author Paula Harrison. Hello, welcome to Fun Kids.
Hello, thank you for having me on.
Well, thank you so much. I have received a virtual copy of your brand new book and it is just so wonderful and so beautiful. It's called Kitty and the Treetop Chase. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
That's right. Well, it's the fourth book in the Kitty series, which is all about a very special girl called Kitty who has cat-like superpowers. And she has tremendous fun with her superpowers. She's just learning to be a superhero, really. She's in training. And she has a lot of fun with her cat crew going on moonlight adventures.
Yeah, so she has her adorable cat, Pumpkin. And in this book, she also makes a new friend in Ozzy.
She does. And at first, she doesn't really know that Ozzy has a bit of a secret too. I don't want to give too much away, but Ozzy has a very special relationship with owls and he has his own sort of special superpowers. So not to give too much away, but there's a lot of adventuring going on in the book.
Because we should say that in previous books, we found out that Kitty kind of inherited these powers from her mum.
That's right. Her mum has superpowers too, and both Kitty and her little brother have superpowers themselves. So, as I say, Kitty's just learning to be a superhero, really, and she's trying things out for the very first time. But luckily, she has quite a lot of cat helpers to help her on her way.
She does. And she also has, there's a really lovely like mini story with some dogs as well, which again, I won't give away. But it must be lovely and fun to have so many animals just in your head that you're writing out about.
That's right. And it's great fun to have a lot of fun with their personalities. So her cat crew, they're all very different from each other. There's Figaro, who's quite full of himself. There's Pixie, who's quite mischievous. And there's Katsumi, who's very sensible. And then, of course, there's Pumpkin, who lives with Kitty. He's the one that she met on her very first adventure when Pumpkin was in trouble and needed rescuing. You know, he is really part of the family now.
So when you were thinking of this book, why did you go for cats over like dogs or guinea pigs or parrots or fish?
Well, I worked with the publisher on this idea and they were very helpful. And I've always been a cat lover. I have a pet cat here called Inky. He's a black cat with white fur on his tummy. And kind of just watching him and seeing the sorts of mischief that he gets up to in the garden and around the house and the sort of silly things that he does kind of inspires me with little bits that I can put into the stories.
Oh, I see. So you're living with, or you've got a muse around the area so you can kind of, you can check in and see what the characters in your book should be doing.
That's right. And there's actually quite a few cats in the neighbourhood. So seeing them all interact and seeing their different personalities is quite a big help. But Inky is definitely a character. So he's definitely is, as you say, he is my muse.
I've got to say, it's really lovely with this book because I think this is great for listeners and for readers. You don't have to have read the other three to jump straight into this one.
No, you don't. No, you don't at all. All the books are freestanding, so you can start at any place in the series. And this will be the fourth book that's out. So yes, Kitty and the Treetop Chase, you can just pick it up and start straight away. And the background for the story is that Kitty's having her first sleepover with her new friend, Ozzy. And that's sort of a very special moment for both of them. That sort of excitement when you have your first sleepover, you know, and I try to bring that across in the story.
You also made me really want some cake as well, because there's a lot of baking going on.
That's a bit of a theme in my books, actually. I quite like to put a lot of, you know, midnight feasts and baking into my books, you know. Sometimes I make myself a little bit hungry when I'm writing, actually.
I was hungry reading it. I was like, man, I could go with some, I think there's a chocolate steam that at one point,
oh, yes.
Some lemon icing. I was like, oh, I'm quite peckish now for that cake. Sounds delicious.
So perhaps amazed. Not books to read if you're on a diet then.
Yeah, perhaps not. Also, we should say the artwork is incredible as well. Every page has got something on it, which is beautiful. How does that work? Do you work with the artist and tell them what you want, or do they kind of just come with you with ideas?
Well, the publisher really coordinates how the writing and the pictures go together. But the illustrator, Jenny Lovely, is just brilliant. And I think that, you know, the artwork has really kind of made this series special. So it's been a joy to see how Jenny has brought these characters to life and really kind of breathe life into them with all their little personalities. And yeah, I'm just tremendously pleased with how the whole series looks.
And can we expect to see more of Kitty?
Oh, definitely. There's another book out in the autumn called Kitty and the Great Lantern Race. And then there'll be more in 2021 as well.
Oh, wow. Okay. So yeah, you're a busy lady at the moment then.
We're on a roll.
I love it. We do a little quiz with every author who comes on the show. Is it okay to do that with you right now?
Definitely. Go for it.
All right, here we go. Books or Kindles?
Oh, books, definitely. I like to hold them in my hands and feel the covers and things.
It's the physical fit and the smell as well, I find.
Yes, definitely. The smell of a good book.
Oh, it's always good. Heroes or villains?
Oh, villains. They're very interesting, aren't they? What makes them tick? I always want to know that.
I love that quickly you said that. Film adaptation or TV adaptation?
Oh, a film. I love a good film.
Writing or reading?
Writing at the moment because I have quite a lot of deadlines.
Elephants or cats?
Oh, that's really hard. They're my two favourite animals. Oh,
I've done my research, I know.
Oh, well, I have to say cats because here I am talking about Kitty and I do love my pet Inky.
All right, staying on brand. I'm a big fan of that. Hogwarts or Narnia?
Hogwarts, actually, yes. I do love okay. Hogwarts.
Laptop or writing by hand?
Writing by hand. There's something about writing by hand that sort of brings the ideas out somehow.
Okay. Bookshop visit or school tour?
Ooh, that's hard. School tour. It's lovely to meet kids at school in, you know, and you know, just really get a chance to hear what they think of books and what stories they're enjoying.
Writing or teaching?
Gosh, you're really catching me out today. writing, but I did love teaching as well.
Good, very diplomatic answer. Paddington Bear or Winnie the Pooh?
Oh, Winnie the Pooh, every time. He's so great, isn't it? Him and Piglet, best friends.
They are very cute. And finally, the last one, the big one, salt and vinegar or cheese and onion?
Cheese and onion, every time.
Oh, no way! No! I was with you until the last one.
Oh, sorry.
No, not at all. That was fantastic. And also some very, very good answers. I loved how quickly you said villain. You're the first person to actually have an answer for that one straight away, I think.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yes.
Maybe that gives off something very dark about my personality.
No, I think it means you're decisive. You got this. So, Paula, thank you so much for chatting to us. We should say Kitty and the Treetop Chase is out right now. And I know people can't go into bookshops at the moment, but they can... can kind of get it, like, I guess, on their Kindles, or they can maybe get it delivered to them as well. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. It's available out there for online ordering or through your Kindle.
Brilliant stuff. Well, hopefully we will see you in person one day very soon.
Thank you very much for having me on.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.